AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Amtrak train that ran off the rails on Tuesday was speeding. But why? That's what federal investigators want to know. Our Warren Levinson is live in Philadelphia with the latest on the crash that killed seven people and injured hundreds more.
Rita, the train hit the curve at 106 miles an hour. The speed limit there is 50. The engineer slammed on the brakes to no avail. There are still passengers unaccounted for. What we don't know is why. The engineer had, as of yesterday, not spoken with safety investigators. He's been through a traumatic event, Robert Sumwalt of the NTSB said. We'll give him a little time. It's not known yet whether there were speed limit alarms installed in the locomotive and working. Sumwalt also says this is just the kind of accident that positive train control, which can automatically slow trains going too fast, is designed to prevent. It had not been installed on that stretch of track. Rita?
Warren Levinson reporting live from Philadelphia. The jury that convicted the Boston Marathon bomber is deciding whether he should be executed. Just before deliberations began yesterday, the prosecutor told the jurors that Johar Tsarnaev doesn't want to die, but he deserves to. Remember the two Secret Service agents who allegedly partied with their colleagues and then drove a government vehicle through a secure area at the White House, according to authorities? Well, the Homeland Inspector General concludes alcohol likely played a part in that incident, though the agents deny being drunk. Our Ross Simpson is in Washington.
Mark Connelly, who's retiring, and George Ogilvy, who is on administrative leave, told investigators they only had a few of the drinks on what the IG claims was a significant bar tab.
5 o'clock this afternoon, that's the deadline for Patriots quarterback Tom Brady to appeal his suspension in the Deflategate scandal. His agent has said, yes, he will appeal. An overnight Taliban attack on a Kabul guest house has left 14 people dead. This is AP Radio News. Late-term abortions are banned under a bill just passed by the White House. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
The bill would criminalize most abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy, and it includes language aimed at saving the fetus if it appears it can survive outside the womb. House Speaker John Boehner hailed the bill.
The most pro-life legislation to ever come before this body.
Most Democrats, like Barbara Lee, voted no.
It's nothing more than another ideological attack on women's reproductive rights.
The measure includes an exemption for rape victims who get counseling or medical care. It replaces language that GOP women rebelled against that predicated the exemption on reporting the attack to police. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The House has also passed a bill that ends the NSA's bulk collection of Americans' telephone records. The Senate is now under pressure to pass a similar bill. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.